This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, the new story just went up on NewsWars.com. Massive evidence mounts. Vegas shooting and ISIS attack. Kit Daniels. We've got Mike Cernovich hosting this hour. I'll be co-hosting. We're going to have a friend of mine of, I guess, 4 or 5 years and a supporter of the broadcast who was there in Vegas. He doesn't want to use his name, and he's going to be in there in the shadows, just like Drudge was. That could become a new thing where people can sit in the shadows. It's fine to be anonymous. I know who he is. So we know the Bonafides are there. And talk about what he actually witnessed, multiple shooters. A lot of people say, well, that's a diversion from them covering up the ISIS video or them covering up. The point is that it happened, okay? I've had the former head of SEAL Team 6 on. I've interviewed Navy SEALs. I've interviewed Delta Force people, Green Berets, all of them privately and publicly. There's multiple belt-fed guns and other guns going from other directions. But listen, when you're watching cabbie videos and it's... sounds like, you know, a whole war movie or something. And then all of a sudden, bam, 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 right on top there at Mandalay, there's two shooters. But going back to our guest, sir, other points that people should be made aware of, James Brower, who has worked in the Trump campaign, leaked a lot of key intel in the past, other tidbits people should know.
You know, I definitely think people should keep an eye out on DACA. That's definitely something that, you know, the whole granting amnesty and then family. Definitely, I think with the North Korea, I think that's sort of finally come to its, I think, red line, if you want to call it.
Oh, that. Yeah, Trump's talking about the calm before the storm. Wow, ominous. I'm not bored. What about you?
You know, I definitely think, you know, at least those two, you know, that's the main thing. And, of course, got to look out for them cucks in the Republican Party. That's one thing, you know, we got to really keep holding them accountable. And when they stray off the course, we got to, you know, try to get them back on course. And, you know, if you stand behind our man.
You've got your other scoop that McCain plans to vote against tax reform.
He's pretty much just going to vote on everything no with what Trump's trying to do. He's still really, really upset with the whole POW comment. He's also upset about, you know, why couldn't I win presidency? And, you know, he's been overheard multiple times, really, you know, disgruntled that he could never win presidency, but, you know, Donald Trump did.
He'll be like the Crypt Keeper. They'll roll his coffin in and, like, a little arm will stick out and pull the vote lever. McCain will just be a permanent member of the Senate.
That's probably going to be the case, to be honest. But, you know, yeah, there's definitely, you know, the whole tax reform thing, I don't really see it passing, to be honest. I think we're going to see a lot of
other tidbits from your White House source, because I already have the same info now that it's out. Paul went with it, but I had the same stuff. They got this video days ago. People just said don't go with it yet. Plus, well, I mean, the point is you went with it. Obviously, this stuff's going on. Anything else they said?
With the whole videotape?
Yeah, pretty big. He's ISIS.
Yeah, there was the whole streaming thing. It was streamed off overseas somewhere.
By the way, you didn't put that in the article, and you hadn't said that, and that's what I have from my sources, multiple, is that he was streaming it to, like, impress them. It's totally sick.
Yeah, and, you know, it was streamed and broadcast, which I assume was probably broadcasted to some ISIS
any word on them giving him millions? Like, hey, look, you gave me the money. I got to gamble. I'm a degenerate, crazy person. And then he's so obsessive, compulsive. He says, look, now I'm paying you. I did what I said I'd do.
I haven't heard that, but that was something that, you know, I didn't hear it directly from my source, but I have heard that from other people.
Any other tidbits? Anything else?
I mean, you could pretty much got it all there, Alex.
All right, James Brower, we'll talk to you soon. Thanks for the information. Story's up on InfoWars.com. And we have the valet checkout computer information screenshots that he was there 3 days before the government said they've been caught red-handed in a big, fat, stinging lie. Stay with us. Infowars.com. Newswars.com is the tip of the spear.
Support good oral health with our one-of-a-kind Super Blue fluoride-free products. InfoWars Life brings you a revolutionary toothpaste blend with iodine and nano silver designed to deliver a powerful clean. Enjoy a minty fresh flavor made with peppermint oil or try our bubblegum flavor. Pair this groundbreaking toothpaste with the Super Blue fluoride-free mouthwash and supercharge your oral health. Our amazing mouthwash features natural oils and ancient ingredients used since Aboriginal and biblical times. Instead of containing fluoride, our Super Blue line is loaded with the good halogen iodine and an array of other beneficial compounds that have been hand-selected for their oral health benefits. Super Blue fluoride-free mouthwash and toothpaste are the first and only to contain all of these natural ingredients: xylitol, nano silver, and iodine. Notice the difference with our Super Blue fluoride-free products. Refresh your breath and invigorate your oral health routine at InfoWarsStore.com. That's InfoWarsStore.com.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
And Mike Cernovich hosting this hour, and we've got a special guest in studio, but he's in the shadows over there, just like Drudge did 2 years ago. He's been a friend of the show for 4 or 5 years, and I've met him before. He's friends with some of the crew here. He's a fellow Austinite. His business is pretty close to here. And I've got a shot for TV viewers of where he was at the Country Music Festival, right up towards the right-hand side of the stage. And so he is here with us right now to break down some of the things he witnessed, because the reports are there's two shooters. And we already played video last night. And there's countless videos of folks at other hotels saying there were shell casings, people shot, cops. You can hear off in the distance that up close, bam, 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 at Mandalay Bay. So we're just going to call this fellow David, a friend of mine. David, please tell folks exactly what you witnessed and what you saw.
Here, and thanks for all you do.
Thank you.
We were on the right side of the stage. We were in the as close as you could get to the musicians' area in the VIP section. They call it the Neon Lounge. It was about 100-yard section where there was an elevated VIP. It was that white tent that I think you've seen in some of the videos. And then closer to the musician side were air-conditioned toilets, porta-potties that were on trailers. There's three on one side, one on the other, and then there was a bar on one side, and then a barbecue place that was supposedly Texas barbecue right there by the right at the, as far as you could go forward to the stage in the VIP area.
So it's a barbecue place. You're in the Neon Lounge. You're right here in the VIP area.
Yeah, we're in the lower section where the bathrooms were, up next to the musicians' trailer. So there's flush with the stage comes out a cyclone fence that the musicians' trailers that went back towards the strip. They were lined up against that fence. We were as close as you can get in the general admission section, and it's just packed, wall-to-wall people from us to the stage, as far as you can see all around there. We're watching, halfway through Jason Aldean's show, and you hear a pop, 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 and it's in that one that's in the distance, I believe. And somebody says, oh, there's fireworks. And I turn around, and I'm looking, and we're as close as you can get to the corner of Mandalay Bay Road and Flamingo. So we're as close as you can get to where the eventual shooter was from. But in the beginning, you hear that pop, 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 and it's in the distance. And I got to admit, I've never heard gunfire coming at me. I shoot a lot of guns. We have ARs. We have all kinds of guns. And my family, we shoot. And so I know what the guns sound like going away, but coming at you, it's a whole different world. And but the first rounds were not coming at us. They were going in different directions. And I assume that when they were shooting, somebody was shooting over at the tanks at some point, and that was probably in the beginning, trying to blow those up, as they've come out and said. But my first reaction when I looked back was, okay, it stopped. There's nothing there. That was probably just something, some anomaly. I looked back, and Aldine plays for another 10 seconds, and then I see a spark come off the right screen where where we were is a weird angle. You couldn't always see the stage, so we're kind of looking at the screen. I see a spark come off top of the screen, and the next round of volley comes through, and it's a round of over 40, 50 rounds. It's probably close to 100 rounds. Now as I listen to some of the sound, I mean some of the replays from people, but at the time you're just not cognizant of it. You're just like, wait, that's real. And my wife and our friends are, we're up against the gate, the divider, the metal divider, which is one of the dividers they ended up using for to carry people out. We're up against that divider. We turn around. I turn around. I see somebody duck behind one of the porta potties, and they're about 12 foot tall on top of those trailers. And I'm still hearing sounds. And my first reaction is there's a drug shootout, a gang shootout at the Mandalay Bay, because it sounds there's overlapping fire. And when people say there was multiple shooters, it sounded like multiple shooters. Granted, there's echoes going off of a 45 degree angle off the Luxor and off the different, angles of the, of Mandalay.
Sure.
Bay.
But I mean, I've had the former head of SEAL Team 6. I've had them all on. They hear it. It's not echoes. And then you've got the cab videos and others where it's barely. And then 45 seconds later, boom, 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 at Mandalay. Right. She's right as a cab right below where the shoots. There are bullets coming out of there. So, and others have said, you hear it all in the first 2 minutes, right? There's only one shooter after that. Is that correct?
Yeah, after the first 2 or 3 minutes, there's only one shooter, and it's coming over our head into the area behind us. We're on that right side.
Because you're up under the stage, and he's got to shoot over you.
No, we're on the right side, closest to Mandalay Bay.
Sure, right here. So you're open.
The people that were on the left-hand side of the stage, looking at the stage on the left-hand side, those are the ones who stayed longer and stayed down from what I've seen in the videos. But the people behind us, they're the
ones. So you were here over on the right, and it's shooting down towards you this way.
Yeah, we're the closest you can get to his field of fire.
And then the other folks are over here.
Yeah.
So most of the dead were in here.
Most of the dead were in that right side section. So there was a divider coming out of the middle of the stage. There's a catwalk for the musicians to run out through the middle. And then all of the power cords that ran to the sound guys and the light guys, they were probably 50 yards out into the middle of the field, and it was divided right side, left side.
Well, we played the video a lot. We got Mike Cernovich co-hosting here, but stay with us some more. He's got a lot of other issues to cover. And Paul Watson, because we're not a cult here, he doesn't disagree with me. He just says multiple shooters is a distraction from the whole ISIS narrative. All I'm saying is I've seen the videos where there's shots 45 seconds apart, clearly different firearms. Top experts have seen this. Mike Cernovich, what do you think about this whole situation?
Yeah, I'm with I know what you're doing. And what you're doing is you always analyze issues from every perspective. The thing now, though, is you are like the Yankees. You have hosted the President of the United States of America. So even when investigating stories, you have to be very, very careful now, because you are at the level of the Washington Post, the New York Times, and everybody's looking to take you out of context and kind of catch you slipping. And that's what they're going to try to do with the because we know that you're not saying there's a second shooter. We know you're just analyzing it and asking questions. But we have to be careful and not let the enemy media catch us off guard or off balance.
Sure, sure. What do you overall make, though, just of this whole situation? Clearly, when they come out day one and say no Islamic connection, when they say they don't know what happened, but no Islamic connection, and he acted alone, then the sheriff's department contradicts all that. Cernovich, what are your sources saying?
Well, the New York Times, the report for the New York Times had even said that you should not dismiss the ISIS connection, actually. A very well-respected reporter on terrorism did a lengthy Twitter essay on why you can't just dismiss
ISIS. Yeah, I saw that. That's because they know what's coming.
So I think that anybody who's not looking into the ISIS connection, remember, ISIS doesn't take credits for attacks, for any old random attack. They only take credit for attacks that they've actually done and that they've been responsible for. So when people are dismissing the ISIS angle right away, I'm thinking, no, 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 what are you doing? But here's what I want to know, Alex. Why is it if I'm at Las Vegas at a blackjack table and I shake your hand and you give me a nickel, that's caught on camera. So why don't we have any footage of people helping him load the guns, the weapons, the people who came and saw?
Exactly. If they know you're counting cards at a blackjack table, how on earth do they not know 23 guns, thousands of rounds of ammo? That really is the big issue.
Yeah, I think now it's up to 40 guns, 23 long rifles. If you do the math, he had over 300 pounds of equipment, weapons, firearms, and everything. So I want to know why is Mandalay Bay not released that footage.
And it turns out they are a bunch of SJWs hooked in with the Islamicists.
Well, if it were, that's the issue, is if there were an Islamic terrorist connection, that would be buried by the Mandalay Bay. They wouldn't want that to get out there. Otherwise, you just release the footage, right? The footage.
We're going to break. Stay there. Mike Cernovich, at Cernovich on Twitter. Going to break just in 30 seconds, David, one of the survivors, you and your wife. What do you think of this first approximation?
You know, there definitely were multiple shooters. There had to be. There's no way that you had the overlapping shooting. I don't know about everything else that's come out, but what we heard and what we saw, it that first 2 or 3 minutes.
Sure, a person knows an echo. Echo. Yeah. Echo. Echo. Ricola. Ricola.
Exactly.
I mean, you can hear a heavier belt gun. You hear some other guns that are firing 30-round mags. That's what I hear. And that's what the best soldiers in the world tell me. But I get what Cernovich is saying. That becomes a distraction of the overall ISIS situation.
North Korea openly threatens the U.S. and launches a new missile every other week. Their warhead of choice? Electromagnetic pulse. Such an event would cripple the U.S. power grid for years and leave millions in the dark. Are you ready? You can be with a Solark EMP-hardened solar generator. Solark works day in and day out to keep your essentials protected. You can have peace of mind knowing your power will be there when you most need it. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to see EMP testing. That's PortableSolarLLC.com. Energy insurance for your family.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
Dr. Carolyn Dean wants you to have a free chapter of her new book, The Magnesium Miracle Second Edition, and it's available at magmiracle.com. In your free chapter, Dr. Carolyn Dean explains how magnesium is essential to support the structure and function and overall health of your body. Your free chapter is your guide to learn how to support your heart, bone, metabolic, lung, and mental health with this powerful mineral. The Magnesium Miracle Second Edition is available on Amazon, but right now get a free chapter at magmiracle.com, spelled magmiracle.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com. a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
You know, I got to say it as we send out this SOS, Alex Jones here back live. I'm sitting here with David, who I've known 4 or 5 years, and he's a nice, smart entrepreneur, patriot here in Austin, and he's not giving his full name or getting out there in the light because he didn't want any repercussions. But as conservatives or patriots, we don't make a big deal out of things, but he literally was in the main fire area, people getting shot all around him with his wife. And he was talking about just the sound of those bullets coming right by his head, just where you feel it come by. It has like a wave in front of it. The difference between seeing people, you know, in shootouts on television or movies and actually being in the way he's just calm. It's not like Dr. Phil or Oprah. He's crying and we're going to him and his lips shaking. He's just a patriot in here telling you what went on. But regardless, this appears to be an ISIS attack, and that's what our sources are telling us. That's what Mike Cernovich is saying the investigation is leading towards. We know the FBI covered it up. We know now it's coming out. It's on Infowars.com that we have him checked in days before. We have the valet. We have the parking stubs. We have the food being bought. That's all confirmed now. So we've got him day one saying it's not Islamic. We've got him day one saying that he checked in a wrong day. There's clearly a cover-up here, Mike Cernovich. What do you think's behind this? And why would they want to cover up if it is indeed an ISIS attack? Is the target, the motive, the history, the connections, ISIS taking credit? I mean, this is hiding in plain view. The left's already busy blaming conservatives, liberals, gun owners, America. But then we're not supposed to speculate when the facts are pretty clear.
Oh, well, that let me segue, too, into a horrific story from the New Republic that I sent, you know, Nico and the great crew. The New Republic is claiming that Gavin McInnes and I celebrated the Las Vegas shooting. This is, I sent him the screen cap, the link and everything.
Let's put it on screen. But, I mean, that's a fiction publication. When that publication is not calling for overthrowing the president, I guess they're putting this stuff out.
Yeah, and that's how desperate the media is.
What was the name of the headline? I'll put it on. I'll get them to search it if they missed it.
Okay, they say alt-light celebrating Las Vegas shooting is the headline.
But that's the CBS vice president and all the Hollywood stars. That's not us.
Yeah, why the alt-light celebrated the Las Vegas massacre. When I saw this, Alex, you know, I'm used to being lied about repeatedly. And very rarely do I read something that makes my stomach churn where I think, how could they do this, right? To show that any of us would celebrate this or to claim that Gavin McInnes supports this. This is the New Republic. That used to be the publication for Bill Clinton. Remember that? That was the official publication that Bill Clinton would read on Air Force One was the New Republic. Celebrating.
But where's the actual quote? I'm reading it. I don't see you guys saying that.
Well, no, the idea that we would is, of course, appalling. But that is how desperate they are to distract from Islamic terrorism that now they're just outright fabricating. Oh, well, they celebrated. First of all, the alt-light is a term created by neo-Nazis. So anybody who actually uses the term alt-light.
Yeah, you've always been critical. You've never been said you're part of it, and they say you are. That's a Hillary term. You're going to come back and host the rest of the show in a moment. I want to get your full breakdown on this, Mike Cernovich. But first off, just getting back to the loose ends. We have videos of people at other facilities saying the cops are there, bullets, people shot. I think this was a much larger attack. That's what I've got from my sources that are very, very high level. This is going to come out. What is the left going to do when it begins to come out, I believe, if it comes out as Islamic terror? David, what do you think?
If it is, I mean, it's incredible if it comes out that it is, and they're holding that back. That's crazy. I mean, it's, you know, real quick, one thing I just want to say is had that not been the crowd it was, there would have been far more deaths. And you really have to think and thank God that the people that were there were I'd say 20 or 30% of them were former active, were active duty or, you know, veterans that were in there. And then you had a ton of first responders in there. And they, you know, they knew how to react in that situation. You know, I didn't. We didn't. And, you know, you would have seen a lot more deaths in that scenario if that wasn't the crowd that was there.
What type of things did you see, just the way they were rendering aid, the way they went to cover? A lot of folks started running towards the building, I know.
We were there with friends who were first responders. And when we went and took cover underneath that the porta potty, the toilet trailer, and the bullets are coming over, it went on for 7 minutes. And our friend said, look, people are going under the stage, the bleachers of the Neon Lounge, the VIP lounge area. And so my wife and I ran across there while they were still shooting and made our way down that direction. Our friends were going to follow us. They didn't. They stayed. He carried multiple people out afterwards, he told us. And they used the fencing to carry people out. And as the first responders, the police on the ground, I mean, everybody was pretty amazing on how they dealt.
And these are the people really doing this hard work. Meanwhile, the NFL takes a knee during the time to honor them.
Yeah, I mean, it's a shame.
You survived this with your family. Any other pieces of info you'd like to impart to folks?
You know, probably.
Because I've known you for a while. People would have told me 5 years ago when I first met you, and you've done some work for us, you've done some nice things for the operation, just out of the goodness of your heart. If I'd have thought we'd be having a discussion of you surviving a mass terror attack, it's Twilight Zone.
Yeah, it is. It was surreal when it happened, and until you have a gun fired at you, you don't know how you respond, and you don't know what it is, and you know, people were screaming and crying and everything, and you know, just pray for all the victims, pray for the families of the victims. I mean, those people, and donate to the victims. I mean, the funds that are out there, I think there's a GoFundMe site that
I noticed none of them are out there saying take somebody else's rights out of this. They're just such good people.
They are.
You know, we've got the war room coming up, and if you've got more to say, I'd love to have them.
I have one more thing real quick I would like to say is, you know, one of the officers that were there were doing their best with what they had. Most of those guys were only carrying sidearms. And, you know, they're trying to defend people against somebody using long arms.
And even if he had a rifle, I don't know if I'd have been shooting at the hotel because I might miss and shoot somebody else.
No,
I mean, what do you do when you're 600 yards away, even if you see the muzzle flash? I'm a good shot. I can shoot bullseye at 400 yards. But, I mean, I don't think I could make that shot 600 yards.
Where we were at that closest corner, if you saw the video where the policemen who were hunched down behind that Mason wall, the block wall, we were 30 yards behind them. And at that point, I think you're about 250 to that window. And 250 yards, but nobody had a long gun over there. Long guns were on the backside in the trucks, on the backside of the venue. You know, the other thing is MGM owns that ground underneath that concert, and MGM owns Mandalay Bay too, right?
And there's all the weird Islamic connections.
So, yeah, it's a little too strange.
Well, this is powerful. So we've got another 3-hour show coming up. If we could, while you're here, I'm going to go run your businesses. If you want to get with one of the folks and have them just audio record any other points you'd like to make, we'd like to air it on the War Room. Thank you so much, David. We're glad you survived. Thank God.
Thanks.
All right, I'm going to turn this over to Mike Cernovich, at Cernovich on Twitter, a great investigative journalist, filmmaker in his own right. Thanks for letting me crowd in on you today. It's hard to get you to host the show. You're a busy guy, but it's good to have you here. So tell us what's coming up in the next 30 minutes when you host.
Well, very, very, very important for people to know that Alex Jones was right, and the Hollywood casting couch, the sex trafficking, the abuse of women, the sexual predators, Harvey Weinstein, nobody was more connected to Democrats than Harvey Weinstein. So before you go, I have a quick question for you. Why did Barack Obama, who took millions of dollars from Harvey Weinstein, send his own daughter to interview with Weinstein, knowing Weinstein is a sexual predator?
I don't think those daughters are really his daughters. From people we know, they're just cut out beards. I'm not against Obama that he's gay. It's just that him and his whole fake relationship is a fiction. What do you think?
I'm very disturbed that he would send his own daughter into intern with Harvey Weinstein, who everybody knew, but the media wouldn't cover it because they were afraid.
As most of you already know, I am a voracious consumer of news and information. And in the last 4 or 5 years, doing more and more research, I came across the fact that the elite, the establishment, is fully aware of the fact that our ancient ancestors, in many cases, had much better nutrition than we do today. And our ancient ancestors sought out the bones of the animals that they were hunting, killing, and then processing. And so I set out to develop caveman, but to not just have concentrated bone broth from chicken, but seven other super superfood ingredients known for cleansing and supercharging the body at the same time. InfoWars isn't just fighting the globalists. We're getting results, and we're expanding in the face of the complete media assault and winning because of your support. Caveman is back in stock. People absolutely love it. So please secure your Caveman today at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a four-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. preparewithgcn.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Will they disavow Weinstein, Thurstein, Rapestein, Hollywood Steaks, Globalist Steaks, Meryl Streep? She likes Roman Polanski. Let's rape a little girl. That is another great Cernovich production at Cernovich on Twitter. Everything he does is 5-10 million views. Amazing to see the common sense of that. Will they disavow the sexual predator when the Clintons have their own house of skeletons? It's not a house of cards. It's a house of skeletons. Mike Cernovich, what do you think?
Yeah, we have to demand that they disavow. That's what I said earlier before the final segment is, you have been on the forefront of women's rights for decades by taking on the real predators. The real predators like Harvey Weinstein. John Travolta had claimed that he as a young boy was forced to fellate Hollywood directors and stuff like that. So everybody in the media and the Democrat Party were complicit and part of a conspiracy of silence to protect Harvey Weinstein. And this just shows once again that Alex Jones is right, but they're not going to give you the credit that you deserve. Why can't they just say Alex Jones is right about the Hollywood people? Why won't they just say that?
Is this, well, I mean, a lot of folks are talking about, not just me, but is the house of skeletons, is the house of pedophilia, is the house of rape beginning to collapse? Why is this coming out now?
Yeah, the door has been opened, and I think the pedophile stuff is going to come out. I was actually approached by a world-famous childhood actor who wanted to come forward with the story, and I was going to go forward and break the story, but then he told me he can't do it anymore. And I go, why? He goes, you don't understand. They're going to come for everybody's family. And he just kind of, you know, disappears.
Yeah, I've talked to some of those same famous names, and it's the phones are tapped. And in fact, I don't even know. It's quite a few folks.
Yeah, and if you read that article, The Cut, there's a line in there which says that he beat up a woman, a young girl. He beat her up. Photographers were all there taking his pictures, but nobody would come forward because, and I quote, he had too many journalists on staff.
I was about to say, but what about Meryl Streep getting up when they were trying to extradite Roman Polanski for kidnapping and raping an 11-year-old girl anally until she was bleeding everywhere? And I don't want to be gross. I'm not into that. But folks need to know I've got daughters. Everybody's got daughters. You've got a daughter. Makes me want to kill people. I'm not saying I am. But these are like old pig-like men raping little girls. And they're not even doing it. You know, it's hurting them even worse. It's like the worst thing you could do. And then Meryl Streep gets up at the Oscars and praises him. It's like, what the hell's wrong with these people?
Meryl Streep also called Harvey Weinstein a god. She goes, I would like to thank God. Oh, I mean Harvey Weinstein. So there's no doubt now that Meryl Streep is part of a conspiracy of sexual predators. And they can
There's no doubt. I mean, she's who knows? They used women and children as procurers. Is she like what they drive by on the ice cream truck going, look, I've got a puppy. I've got ice cream.
Yeah, that's what I told them. Harvey Weinstein.
I mean, do people like Meryl Streep? Because we know reportedly the woman who lured the 13-year-old in for Polanski to go and, you know, rape her in the rear end. I mean, who knows?
Yeah, well, Jeffrey Epstein actually had a woman, Ghislaine Maxwell, who was allegedly his pedophile madam. And that's what she would do. She would say, oh, I'm a model recruiter. So I can imagine that Meryl Streep.
Sure, just like Renfield recruited for Dracula. It's women and young people recruiting for these predators.
Right, and Meryl Streep, and again, that's why they all hate Trump, because, and that's why they hate General Flynn, because they were investigating the pedophiles and the pedophilia. That's the real big story nobody wants to talk about, is the real reason they went after General Mike Flynn is because he was really focusing on pedophilia, and he had happened upon the story accidentally, and that's why Deep State freaked out. And of course, hopefully this comes out if, you know, unfortunately General Flynn can't talk to anybody, because lawyers' advice and everything. But there's more of this. That's the whole point, is there's a reason the media keeps freaking out about us and trying to frame us for a story we have nothing to do with.
And by the way, not to make it about us, but I've got all these articles saying we're fake news, even though we didn't say there weren't shooters there, and myself and others. And then they say ban us, and then Google's now banning stuff, some of our stuff as well, but then claiming that I said no one was shot when I've been saying day one it was real. I mean, this is, like you said, it's next level lying, Mike.
Yeah, I actually have that. I'm going to be on HBO tonight. They're doing a big special on me. And they came out of my own house and lied about things that I had written and kept trying to checkmate me and kept that's what they try to do. But the way I look at it is, if HBO wants to spend $100,000 to put my handsome face on television, then
I don't get it. It's just like Megyn Kelly. They made me look like an idiot and edited it, but people didn't care just because they hate them already. Even though I look terrible because what they did, everybody still loved me because by the system attacking me, they make us the hero. They're so narcissistic, Cernovich, they don't get how much they're hated.
Yeah, they don't understand that Conor McGregor, even though he lost the fight, it's not about if you win or lose. It is about what kind of people in America will stand up on behalf of the people who have been silenced and bullied and attacked.
It's about who will get in the arena.
Yeah, exactly. So they can come in and try to hit you and dig stuff up and take you out of context. All people know is that guy right there is willing to stand up against the globalists, stand up against the pedophiles, stand up against the Hollywood people. I mean, the whole thing about Harvey Weinstein, I would have broken that story any day of the week. But everybody else in media covered it up for decades. Me,
I'm going to ask you again, why is it breaking now?
Well, you know, there's a good question about maybe there were other things he was worried about. So Harvey Weinstein before
they detonate it just like Red Adair would blow up an oil well with dynamite so it quit burning. You got to go ahead and give him a story up front to make it about that and not the other stuff.
Yeah, so
he didn't just like oysters, he also liked snails.
Yeah, that's exactly the issue, is that I think what was going to surface are things much more nefarious. So because of that, he just gave them the story and said, okay, I'll let you call me a sexual harasser. I'll let you say that I tried to get 19-year-old women to watch me shower. But let's not talk about anything else that there might be underneath there. And then, of course, the media, which covered up for him for decades as part of a conspiracy of silence, said, okay, so you'll give us this one story, but we just can't talk about the other stuff, which we don't want to talk about anyway because it'll hurt Democrats. Okay, well, we'll run this one story.
Well, let me ask you this, because, I mean, I'm sitting here shifting gears. I mean, you're taking over at the end. Hopefully you'll come on the war room. I know you're a busy guy, but I got the Las Vegas, Nevada Country Music Fest in my hand, Route 91. I got this from a friend of mine, a guy that I've known for 4.5, 5 years, a great patriot in the community. He and his wife barely survived the attack. They went with cops to the event who didn't even hide. We're like, I'm going to make them heroes. It's true. They were dragging people bleeding, you know, to safety as they're getting shot at. That's just the training. Great people. And I'm sitting here looking at this. This really happened. This really unfolded. And why, if Trump has the intel that it's an ISIS attack, won't he release it? Well, I know they're telling him it's an investigation, sir, and there's coded messages. But, I mean, listen, Mike, I really got this from the hostage rescue team. These are real people. This really happened. So I think this is going to come out. What are they going to do when it comes out, or can they spin it?
Well, the same way they call Fort Hood shooting workplace violence, right? Remember that?
Major Hassan, for almost 4 years, they said it wasn't Islamic.
Yeah, so an Islamic terrorist shot up a bunch of people on army base, murdered people.
Hitler killing, millions of people. That was workplace violence too, right?
Well, you know, were there moderate Nazis? You know, you must not let your hatred of Hitler allow you to tarnish the moderate Nazis out there, of course, who are peaceful, loving, right?
Now, let's be clear. You're being sarcastic. They'll say you're saying that. We're saying radical Islam. We need to criticize the whole thing.
Right, exactly. Yeah, I can see them try to clip that and be like, oh, you know. But people,
Cernovich makes light of Nazis.
Yeah, well, that's the thing. They fired Kurt Schilling for making a meme about who actually has killed more people. The actually radical Islamic terror and jihad has killed more people. And then he gets fired from ESPN. But, of course, if you go on ESPN and you say white people deserve to be murdered and we should murder all white people, well, then you're okay and ESPN will keep you.
And if you support Martin Luther King and say that's racist, they say you're a white supremacist.
Yeah, exactly. People are waking up, though. That's the whole point.
All right, Mike, I'm going to hear you in the final segment straight ahead. Mike Cernovich, and hopefully he'll be on the War Room today as well, coming up in T-minus 18 minutes. I'm Alex Jones. This is the InfoWar. Spread those articles.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. $39.95 plus shipping and handling. Use discount code GCN and receive 15% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter and get your Bug Assault today.
With nearly 70 years of history engineering bunkers, today, Atlas Survival Shelters is still the authority. Atlas offers 18 different choices, from commercial tornado shelters to underground nuclear fallout shelters, starting at just $99.99, with 100% financing available. Comfortable interiors and state-of-the-art air filtration systems. Atlas Survival Shelters are the most popular private survival shelters in the world. Call 1-855-4-BUNKER now or visit atlassurvivalshelters.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Hello, Mr. Anderson. The NSA has noticed how much time you spend on conservative news sites. We have no choice but to consider you a domestic terrorist.
Tired of your internet activity being monitored by Big Brother? Get VirtualShield.com, the world's easiest-to-use virtual private network. Browse the web anonymously, leaving pesky advertisers and spies in the dust. Get started today at VirtualShield.com. Take advantage of our free 30-day trial. VirtualShield.com. You have the right to remain private.
Cernovich.com, CERNOVICH.com. We're going to talk about all Weinstein today because it validates a lot of things we've talked about, and that we have now have proof the media has covered up Harvey Weinstein's acts. Now, this isn't only about Hollywood. He has been a major backer of Hillary Clinton, major backer of Barack Obama, major backer of Charles Schumer, major backer of the Democrats. According to an article in The Cut, he assaulted a young female journalist, threw her on the ground, smashed her head in. Photographers from the New York Times took the picture, and they never ran it. Photographers from every mainstream outlet in the world took the photographs, and they never ran it, because they have to protect the Hollywood predators, the Hollywood sexual predators at all costs. So even though Weinstein has been caught now, caught being a sexual predator, all you got to do is take one look at the guy, and nobody would ever let their child around him. And yet Barack Obama sent his young daughter to intern for Weinstein. Go ahead and explain that to me, how that works. What kind of payback is that for the millions of dollars? I don't even want to think about the implications of that, because it's too horrific as a father of a daughter. But Weinstein, rather than owning it and taking responsibility, he is now blaming a vast right-wing conspiracy. So let's check out the video where he is freaking out.
the world, Harvey. You got to, Harvey. How you doing, Harvey?
You guys have always been good to me.
Definitely.
You know, whatever, I respect you.
We respect
and
you too,
I have a job.
Harvey, how's your wife taking everything with this?
I'm not answering any questions.
No comments, guys.
I know you have a job to do.
No problem.
How you doing, though, Harvey?
You go back to work tomorrow?
I gotta go to work.
Hi, Harvey.
Thank you, guys.
Good to see you, Harvey.
I'm not rich like you guys.
Nah. All right. Thank you, Harvey.
I respect you.
You notice he says, you've always been good to me. That right there is the buried lead. Harvey Weinstein is saying, you've always been good to me. In other words, you have always covered up the sexual predator offenses. You've always covered up the casting couch in Hollywood. You've always tried to prevent anybody from investigating pedophilia in, in Hollywood to the child molesters. There was, of course, an actor too in Glee caught with 40,000. Yeah, Harvey Weinstein said he could spin or suppress anything because there were so many journalists on his payroll. And that article is horrific because so-called reporters from the New York Times and the Washington Post were there and they took pictures and they never ran it. So now you know why they call this fake news. Now you know why they call InfoWars fake news and Alex fake news and Cernovich fake news. They don't want us looking into this stuff. They want to control the narrative, and they are willing to cover up sexual predators, casting couch practices, the sacrifices that some people claim that they do. John Travolta claimed that he was forced to give a fellatio again to when he was underage. You don't have to look very hard, but that's what they do. And then, of course, there was a Hollywood actor, Glee, big show, 40,000 child pornography images. He was such a pedophile that he carried them around on a thumb drive. There were 4,000. He couldn't be away from, and this, by the way, because a lot of people go child pornography. We're not talking about a 17-year-old, 364-day-old girl who looks maybe 20, under 10. He had images of 6-year-olds in sexual positions, 6-year-old children, sexual acts. And he was such a degenerate, he would carry it on a thumb drive. Was he sharing that thumb drive with other people in Hollywood? Were they swapping images around? Were they trading pornographic images, child pornography, like baseball cards? Nobody in the media wants to ask this. They'll go, oh, isolated incident. How many more isolated incidents do we need? Let's talk again about Jacob Short. Yeah, the Glee star, Mark Salling. Child pornography. Why is this not a bigger story? Why is the media afraid of us asking questions about pedophilia and pedophiles in Hollywood? They're terrified of it, right? They're terrified of it. The question is why? Why don't they want us to ask? Well, Harvey Weinstein has said, you've always been good to me, to the media. I love you guys. You've always been good to me. Thank you for covering up for me for decades. What else are they covering up? And then, of course, you got to remember Anthony Weiner going to prison now for 21 months. Child pornography. The mayor of Seattle accused of multiple cases of pedophilia. There are so many. I was actually talking to my journalist, CarissaErich.com, and I go, guys, I can't keep track of all. We have to do like a list of all the Democrats who've been caught up. We got Jacob Schwartz, who is an honored guest on CNN. You can find his picture with Brooke. There's a news anchor, Brooke something or other. I forget her name. That's the thing is people are so irrelevant to me. I don't even know their names or how to say it. But Brooke, who's a CNN anchor, was hanging out, partying with Jacob Schwartz, who was caught with child pornography. At least 11 mayors accused of child sex-related crimes since 2016. This is an epidemic. Everywhere you look. Dennis Hastert, by the way, there are Republicans doing it too. That's the whole reason Republicans in Congress hate InfoWars and hate everyone listening as much as the Democrats do. So this is not a partisan issue, by the way. This is a very – Democrats do seem to get caught more than Republicans, but there is more than enough of this in the Republican world to go around. So my question is, why will Congress not hold hearings into pedophilia in Hollywood? Why not? It's a federal crime. Child molestation, child pornography, these are all federal crimes. So why will they not hold investigations into pedophiles in Hollywood? Well, because just like Bill Clinton would travel with Jeffrey Epstein on the Lolita Express and have sex with underage girls, the people in the House of Representatives, the people in the Senate, Republicans and Democrats, they're going on yacht parties with Harvey Weinstein and other Hollywood people, and they are partying, and they are doing things that most people couldn't even imagine doing. So Congress will never see a vice writer accused of raping multiple women. You can't even keep track, by the way. That's why people go, why do you guys get so fired up? Because we can't even keep track of all this stuff. You have a vice writer, which is a social justice magazine, accused of raping multiple women. Jacob Schwartz, who partied with Robbie Mook, who was Hillary Clinton's campaign person. Brooke, whatever her name is, from CNN. He was a guest on Chris Cuomo's show, right? So why is Chris Cuomo, who said that 13-year-old girls should get used to looking at penises? This is all proven. A lot of times people, you know, we're not even in the realm of speculation right now. We're not even in the realm of, well, imagined or who knows what's going on. Chris Cuomo said on Twitter, this is how degenerate these people are. They are so degenerate that it doesn't even occur to them, hey, don't say this in public. If you think that 12-year-old girls should look at penises, you need to keep that to yourself, bro. That's not the kind of, like, that's real sick. There's nobody in the CNN room who'll be like, hey, bro, that just like when Alex and I, when we talk, Alex will go, oh, just make sure people know you're being sarcastic. Or I'll say, hey, Alex, make sure people know that you're only asking questions. You're not making a statement, right? Because we know how that could look to the outside world and how that could be used, right? So you have people, we don't live in a thought bubble. Now, at CNN, they live in such a degenerate pedophile thought bubble that Chris Cuomo has no problem in public saying, hey, if you don't want your 12-year-old daughter to see penises, that's your problem, buddy. You're the bigot. You're the bad. You're the, what is it, pedophobia. Yeah, if you don't want your 12-year-old daughter to see penises, that is because you're a pedophobe. Why, that's going to be the next big move. Pedophobia. CNN did an article, Do Pedophiles Deserve Sympathy? Again, you can find this stuff. This isn't me thinking, well, what if these people said it? This is all said it. So we know that CNN has argued that pedophiles deserve sympathy. Chris Cuomo believes that 12-year-old girls should see penises, and if you have a problem with that, you're a pedophobe. And Jacob Schwartz was a guest on Chris Cuomo's show. Jacob Schwartz worked for Mayor Bill de Blasio, friends with Robbie Mook, big hotshot Democrat, caught with child pornography. The media, they always want to bury that. But God help us. If somebody who follows us on Twitter posts an offensive meme, posts an offensive tweet, then suddenly there's a big problem. So there is a cover-up. Harvey Weinstein is the tip of the iceberg. Harvey Weinstein is just a creep. But now we got to go find the pedophile. We're going after him. We can't be stopped. Thanks for listening. Mike Cernovich, Cernovich.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-610-7740. That's 800-610-7740. 800-610-7740.
Choose to take